Today, I will discuss in what ways can we make suffering meaningful. Job was a blessed man. He was righteous and blameless. He was a man who was very fortunate in life. But one day Job woke up and began to experience what we would call a series of unfortunate events. Multiple cataclysms took place in Job's life. He lost his livestock. His children were killed. He himself even became afflicted with a kind of skin disease, a kind of leprosy. And Job raised the question, how is it that him being righteous and just, being obedient according to the laws of God, that he himself would suffer such unfortunate events? Well, Simone Weil, a Jewish philosopher and a mystic, came up with this concept, this idea, a way of describing suffering as affliction. And she noted that not only do we experience suffering within the physical realm through illness, through the loss of life, but we can also experience a deeper type of suffering, a kind of social degradation, a kind of way in which we find ourselves separated from everyone else through our suffering. And Job experienced this. Job, through these kind of combative conversations with friends of his that were trying to explain his suffering, what caused his suffering, that he was a sinful man, that he had done things to warrant the fact that his suffering took place, Job began to challenge these ideas, and he began to voice what he felt was unjust, that he is a righteous man, as a blessed man, as a man who really didn't do anything wrong, shouldn't have to suffer. So in the story of Job, we see someone who, through these cataclysms, experiences a kind of cruel and inhumane universe. He himself feels separated from God, and in some way, God's protection had failed him. Well, what we come to discover in the book of Job, I believe, is a way in which we actually make suffering meaningful. We can make suffering meaningful by articulating it, by raising questions, by letting other people know about our unfortunate circumstances in life. And in that way, we start to tell our own story of an injustice or of an experience of degradation in some way. And at that point, at this level, suffering then becomes something that we share with our communities. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you would like to receive these podcasts directly into your inbox, please sign up for our mailing list. And if you would like to support this podcast, then please consider becoming a member on Patreon.